Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine, and in my household, we worship the Holy Trinity, the Father of all of us, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I share music with you that I create to help empower you to find happiness from within. This show is a tool in the toolbox for your mental health. I bring you nothing but relevant research, real life stories, and music because it's such a powerful tool to get our minds in positive directions. So I've been having a little longer sleep pattern today. I woke up earlier and then I decided to lay back down for a little bit. I'm still dealing with a lot of back pain from this car accident, and no matter what position I lay in, can't really seem to be comfortable. And you might be hurting too while you're listening to this. You might have some pains that you wake up with and you have to deal with on an everyday basis. You're not alone. I'm believing for healing. I'm believing that this is a temporary thing. But there was a woman in the New Testament that I want to say was in pain for 12 years and touched the cloak of Jesus in a crowd full of people that were surrounding him. And she believed that even if she could just touch him, that he would heal her. And he did. I think she might have had a blood disease, though, so not exactly the same thing that I'm dealing with. But you get the idea. There is a supernatural healing power through his Son, Jesus Christ, if you believe it, and it'll be done in His perfect timing, not our timing. So the topic, He whispered to me, get on your phone, Erin, you're up now. Are you ready for one? I said, yes, Lord. What's the topic? And He said, coming back home. So the first thing that came to mind was longing for my husband, for him to come home. As I record this episode, it's July 30th, 2023, and the last time I saw him was on Easter Sunday, 2022, over a year ago, when he forced me to move out. He was so confused. I was so confused. We had been cyber attacked. They had used an active duty officer, threatened a black female officer to trace our location, to call me, who was a friend of mine of 7 years. They threatened her active duty status. She served at that time for over 20 years. A few days before that. And my husband's a very powerful person. He's one of the top trained assassins for President Trump. And he said, did you have some concerns that she was asking questions about me? I said, yeah, that's why I changed the subject to the loser man that had connected me to you, that had tried to ruin my reputation. And he said, you're a smart lady. I said, well, of course, it's my job to protect you. It's none of her business. And plus, she already knows who you are. There's no secrets. So why are these people playing all these games? And he said, well, I had my people look into it, and somebody put a trace on the call. I said, what does that mean? He said, they traced our location. Now, we weren't at the house, but we were close enough. And he made a commitment to me to keep me alive, to protect me. That's what husbands are supposed to do for their wives. That's what men are supposed to do for women. Not threaten them. Not put them in a fear state for 3 years and get paid to do it. That's what I've experienced being a part of this lovely global mental health ambassador contest, but he married the best woman in the world, and he trained me the best. Took me a while to figure out, about 6 months to figure out why he did what he did. He couldn't even tell me what he did, because that's what real men do. They don't involve ladies in anything that could damage their reputation. So when we got back to the house, he told me he needed the dog tags back, and that's when I knew it was real, that I had to move out after 19 days with my husband. Many of these people, 107 high-ranking officers of both political parties, decided to not listen to their leaders. Or they did listen to their leaders. I don't really know. I know the Lord revealed to me that it was 107 high-ranking officers that tried to find our location, and when they couldn't, then I believe many of these people were men, because a woman wouldn't try to damage a marriage, a brand new marriage. They had to threaten my friend, one of my associations. They didn't have permission to trace the phone call. They didn't have permission to steal from me for 3 years. And they're all involved in the Illuminati. But that's okay. That's okay. Because they're going to pay back my husband and me times 10 plus emotional damages. We're going to forgive everything, and we're not going to send these high-ranking officers to the guillotine for treason, which is our legal right. Look it up online. What's the punishment for treason in America? I have chosen to be a woman of love my whole life. I make good decisions. I lead a life of love. I share the truth. I share relevant research. I've done everything by the book. And a bunch of rich, evil, child pornographing, child abusing, child sex slaving, nasty, dirty money, rich men, and maybe even some nasty women, tried to ruin my marriage. No, you don't get to do that. I'm a patient lady. He's coming back home to me. My husband will be coming home to me. 79 days. I can't wait. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. I can't wait. He and I had to make it look so believable. In the first few months, it was believable to me, because I was being digitally threatened by his team, because they were so afraid. They had no idea what I told my friend, because I had to tell her lies. I had to make up a bunch of BS so I wouldn't be homeless, sleeping in my car in the middle of winter in the pandemic. I couldn't even go to a Starbucks and use the internet and use the restroom, because it was drive-through only. Where would I use the restroom? Yeah. You threw my dignity out the door. You're going to pay my family so much money. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. And everything of mine is my husband's. And everything of my husband's is mine. All our intellectual properties are mine and my husband's. That's exactly why we got targeted. Because you had been stealing from me. You signed a contract. Biden's top security guy signed a contract with the Illuminati to steal from me for 3 years. And as soon as my husband and I got married, the contract was null and void. Yeah, because he is the head of household, and y'all knew it. That's why you ruined my marriage, so you could keep stealing from us and try and have us killed. But in war, there are no rules. In love and war, there are no rules. And y'all didn't expect us to get married. Y'all didn't plan for that. And y'all didn't plan that I'd be patient and wait to get back together with my husband. Love is the most powerful force in the world. 79 days. If you haven't written your apology letter with your physical address and a photo of your entire family, do it today. You're going to mail it. We're going to pray for your family. We're not going to harm your family. But you tried to harm us. You tried to destroy us. You're not going to get away with that. You're not going to ever do that again to any veteran spouse in America. No, we're setting a precedence. I don't care what your rank is. You don't get to kill veterans on American soil. That is terrorism. I didn't need to do any military training for that one. I'm so glad that I married the best out of the two of them. The older one. Yeah. Y'all didn't think I'd do that. But the younger one, you paid him a lot of money to ruin my reputation. And he failed. You paid him a lot of money, but not my value. You way underpaid him. Yeah. Y'all get to pay me that times 10. You're going to be paying my family so much money. And if anybody harms me, if I am killed, or you make it look like I committed suicide, all the major news outlets in the world already have the evidence. And I already wrote them a letter that they have permission to release the evidence and the truth. I won this game. I checkmated y'all. I beat you at your own game. And I keep it humble because come my 40th birthday, you guys might be frustrated now, but come my 40th birthday when all this money is rolling in my businesses from all of these dark, nasty, sex slavery, evil people that were going to shrink their bank accounts so that they can't do that nasty stuff anymore in the world. Yeah, I'm going to be distributing all their money to whomever the Holy Spirit tells us to distribute it to. And more than likely, that's going to be the poor and the middle class working poor like myself right now. Oh, I haven't even been able to get to my job because of a car accident that wasn't my fault because they require a doctor's note, but they're not giving me an insurance card, and the car insurance is not dealing with the medical. They're making me pay up front. Lots of rich organizations being cheap, blocking me from getting to my job that I like. Back pain. Don't even know how many vertebrae are broken. The Holy Spirit whispered to me too, but, you know, sometimes I hear him a little differently. I know he's going to heal my body in his perfect timing. I know I'm going to get to the doctor's office in his perfect timing. And I know they're going to compensate me for loss of wages at my job. Yeah. I can't wait for my husband to come home, but I was planning to work out really hard to look super trim and fit for him. So he's just going to have to love me as is. I try my best. I do a little bit of pacing and stuff, but now it's getting to the point where if I just pace for too long for a little bit, I have aching pains and I have to take ibuprofen for. Now, I used to take max dose ibuprofen for 5 weeks. I had, concussions when I was a high school teacher, PE teacher, first year ever high school PE teacher. They had a mentorship program at the end of the year, I found out, for first-year teachers to be paired up with a more professional, experienced teacher to help you have a successful year. And our principal sent an email out inviting all the team members who had tenure to be a part of it to help younger teachers. And I said, I'd like to be a part of this program. It's my first year teaching high school. It's not my first year teaching, but I've been really struggling this year. Is there anybody that can help me? He never responded to my email, and they laid me off when it was a guaranteed teaching job, and I had gotten hit from one of their students on accident during a free day. They threw a football, and they were throwing it to their body. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, smacked me in the back of the head as hard as they could. It wasn't a major injury, but it was a low-grade pain. So I was taking the max dose of ibuprofen for that, and then I got hit in a basketball like a couple days after that. It was a real rough week for Aaron. And I looked online and I asked some nurse connections, hey, what's the damage to the body if you're taking this kind of medication over time? And they said, oh, you don't want to be taking that for too long. How long have you been taking it? I said, oh, it's been about 4 or 5 weeks. They said, don't take it any longer than 5 weeks. I said, well, what could it do? And they said, Aaron, internal organ damage. I said, really? Even though it's just this low amount? They said, you're taking the max dose. You're not taking a low amount. You're taking the maximum amount every single day. So your body doesn't have a chance to process in the body and release it. So now it's a part of your body. Now it is damaging your internal organs. How is that legal that that's an over-the-counter medication? Who knows? Who knows? Western medicine is complex. I don't pretend to know it all, but I know that the creator of the universe is the ultimate healer. And at that time, when I was at that high school, that's when I joined the direct sales company. And they had just released at our conference EHT. They had partnered with Signum Biosciences. Their laboratory is on the grounds of Princeton University. At least it was at that time. I don't know if it still is. And I got to meet the inventors of the product, father and son, that created the product and had over, I think, 20 years of research. They were developing a product that would be legal in the athletic realm for college athletes to be able to take to enhance their performance without breaking any of the, you know, athletic rules and whatnot. And what they found in their research was that it was helping improve their personal relationships, their stress levels, their grades were better. And they said, this is way bigger than we imagined. And it was helping them to have more energy without any caffeine. And it was a natural anti-inflammatory in the body. So I started taking it, in 2 days of taking it, just one pill a day, it got rid of my low-grade headache because it was repairing my brain. They have these little tau proteins that are in the brain. They're like the plastic coverings of the shoelaces. They, over time, they get worn out from stressors in life, from drinking too much alcohol, from whatever, just over time damages to the brain. And the product repairs those plastic shoelace coverings. And it's not really plastic shoelace, I'm just giving you a visual. There's neuronal activity that sends and receives information in the brain that directs the rest of the body. They found a product that helped to protect the tau protein so that the sending and receiving of the messages in the body would be improved. Huge, huge money-making product. They could have gone pharmaceutical with it easily, and they thought about it, and they looked at the steps into doing it. But they realized it was going to be so expensive for consumers, and they desired for it to be able to get into the masses without insurance, those that might not have insurance, medical coverage, and charge them less money. So they partnered with the direct sales company that I just happened to join a month before, and I got to meet the inventors of this product. They were paid from the National Institute of Health to present. They paid to fly them to present in their research with this same product with patients with dementia and how it improved their brain activity. Huge, huge healing agent. I've had my mom take it since then. Sometimes she takes two a day because one of the top level leaders, I was friends with a majority of the top level leaders knew my name because I was their brand ambassador. I was doing everything they trained me to do. And at one of our breakout meetings, really cool guy, he used to own his own magazine company in California, a multi-million-dollar magazine company, and it tanked during the transition to more digital things, and he joined the company, and he was one of the top-level leaders, because success doesn't leave you, even if you have failures in life. You just learn to shift and do something else. And so he and I were chatting at one of their little breakout things, and I told him that my mom has glaucoma and that I have some concerns for her, so I've been having her take it. I think that it's helping because I said she tells me her levels are staying steady. He said that makes sense because it's an anti-inflammatory in the body. And so that is connected somehow to the bloodstream and whatnot. And in the eyes, you don't feel eye pressure. You don't feel it like you feel your pressure in the rest of your body. If the pressure is too high, then you start losing your vision. That is what glaucoma is. And her eye pressure was staying steady with just taking one pill a day. And I don't get paid to promote their product. I'm telling you, this product helped repair my brain damage from concussions. It helps older people with dementia. And it helps keep you steady in your eyesight if you've got glaucoma. That to me sounds like the hands and feet of Jesus. And they just happened to release it to the right partner. They were initially going to just sell it to athletes, and how limiting would that be? But they decided, they somehow, he heard about it, and they partnered. And I purchase it now. I'm a customer now because I decided to lean into this Move Happy calling and grow this business, this ministry, this servant decision, because the Holy Spirit told me to do it, and I'm obedient. And he also revealed to me that I'm going to be working with the top level leaders of this company through my second business. And I don't know if it's, I'm assuming it's going to be after my husband has returned to me. He's coming home to me. But I just keep it moving. I keep it moving, and I have joyful things to think about. When you stay busy, when you stay serving other people and asking the Lord, how can you use me today, Father? He will give you things to be able to help other people if you allow him the time and space to do it. I can't wait for that meeting to take place in October with all the presidents, all the first wives, Beyonce, Tony Robbins, and his wife Sage, my pastors Joel and Victoria Osteen, my mother, whom I haven't been able to see since 2020, when this Illuminati hacked into all of my family and association's phones. Yeah. Just because I shared that I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, and that you can forgive your abuser, and you can have an extraordinary life. They have targeted me for 3 years, but we have the best security teams that protect American borders, and they are friends with people all over the world. They thought they could destroy a low-income woman's business by forcing her into fear for 3 years under contract with our government security teams. But our government security teams had to do that. They had to trick her so good. And a contract is binding, so they can't break any of the rules of the contract. But they didn't expect me to get married to one of their people in the organization, who is the top trained assassin for President Trump. Oh, I can't wait to meet Mrs. Trump. I'm going to thank her so much, because I imagine she probably had some pillow talk conversations with him about what she's had to deal with being a woman in a position of authority. I imagine she's had many death threats, especially being of European descent and just being a gorgeous lady. You know, us gorgeous ladies, we get attacked. People are jealous. People are super jealous. And jealousy is ugly on you, and it ages you. So I highly recommend you look into buying some products for your age concerns from Neora. You can go directly to my website, and then I get discounts on my products. And then everybody that's listening that goes there, share it with your friends. And Erin, it's erinnicole.neora.com. There's no H in Nicole, by the way. And Erin is E-R-I-N. And then you can purchase straight from my, I think I have a website they made for me. I don't know. It's been a while. Right now I'm just purchasing the EHT because they've damaged, with this car accident, they've damaged my bank account so greatly and blocked me from making money in my day job. But it's okay. I know I'll start taking the skincare products again when the time is right. And maybe somebody will even just gift me a year or 5 year supply. Not all at once, because those products will expire, of course. But who knows? Who knows? I know when I worked for a very rich family in 2020, when I was stuck in a state that wasn't my residency because of the shutdown, they were asking me to do things that were outside of my job requirements. But what do you do when you're stuck in the pandemic, in a shutdown, and you have a job, and they aren't giving you the hours they promised? So they're asking you to do other things. Well, it's not a problem until laws are being broken. So what they were asking me to do was to buy these skincare products that were $400 each for a 30-day supply from a Germany website. Buy them by times 10. $4,000. Buy it using my email address so they could get a 10% discount because they're cheap and they have money. But they just, that's what some rich people do. They want to get the discounts. So they're resourceful. So they get their team members to lie. And after I did it once, I was like, I'm pretty sure there's some like export laws or import laws where you're supposed to pay taxes on this stuff. Like if this isn't sold in America, I don't think this is legal. Like if it's on Amazon, I think it's legal. I don't know how all those things work. And that's what I told. That's what I told my hero of 2020. He didn't understand why I had concerns about it until I explained it in that manner. And then he goes, oh yeah, you're right. They did try to have you break laws. So you quit the job because they were having you break laws. I said, yeah. And plus they started having me pick up his friends. And I didn't know where his friends were hanging out. We were all in a shutdown. And then they started going on these trips when they weren't supposed to travel, and I arranged the big stretch limousine for them and their family, their grandparents. And like, it's fine to have money and spend money, but when we were in the global pandemic shutdown, we were all told not to travel, not to spread diseases, right? Not to contaminate anything. And I asked them when they came back to get COVID tested. They didn't do it. They hired somebody else. And they didn't give me any severance. And then they shared my phone number without my permission to the new person, asking for the transitional part, like a training of a new person, while they shifted me out of the door, forcing me into homelessness when they made $50,000 a month minimum. It completely shut down my internship program for Move Happy. But everything happens for a reason. And the creator of the universe, I believe, desired for my business to get a lot of attention very quickly in 2020 so that I could receive the best support and protections in my nation. And he's going to give me a comeback in his perfect timing. He's going to grow this business. I'm not going to try and grow it myself. He's going to grow it. That's what I learned from my hero of 2020, who became my husband last year. If something grows too quickly, too fast, it can make you a target. And that's exactly what happened. Everything that I had written on my vision board in 2020 had come to fruition. And there was a lot of people that were jealous. But he wasn't. He saw me in my vulnerable state, my most vulnerable state ever. And he decided to love me. In fact, he tried to marry me multiple times because we rolled together for 2 months. The top trained assassin for Team Trump. The Lord loves me. the Lord loves me, but I also knew many of them were testing me, and I thought that was way too soon to marry anybody, especially with what the crisis I was going through. I didn't want to just go jump from one crisis to another crisis, because he had done some things that concerned me greatly about being a controlling person. And nobody controls this fierce feline. So I made him wait a year, and after a year, he changed his demeanor. And that is the version of him that I fell in love with. Because he was still testing me in the beginning. But after a year of me singing concerts for free for veterans and first responders and getting all major TV networks involved in it for free, all to honor and edify him without saying his name, all of his buddies, I imagine, were reaching out to him. Hey, look at all the people she's got at this concert. This is all for you. You know that, right? Love is the most powerful force in the world. I don't care what country you're from, hacking in to our cell phones. There's nothing that's going to stop me from loving my husband. He and I made a commitment to each other. He's coming home to me. If you desire to have this deep love, this deep connection with someone, greater than all your circumstances, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Trinity, now's your time to get connected to the Father, because he will gift you things that you ask for in his perfect timing. So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it, and I can't buy it in any store or online website. You freely give it. Father, I confess I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. We want to encourage you to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. Wherever you're at in the world, there are many. Try and get plugged into a small group if you can. And if you have kids, look for programs that offer supportive, you know, youth group or Sunday school, things like that. But also, with me being a survivor of child abuse, and I've heard some bad stories of people in the church, you want to ask them, what is their policy on volunteers that work with them? What is their policy on the staff members? Do they do background checks? And for pickup as well. There's some great churches that I've seen, they require IDs to be shown at the beginning when they check the child in, and then they scan them in on their little system, and then on the checkout you have to get your ID out again and scan it so that there's nobody that tries to kidnap children from churches, because that would be terrible. So some churches don't have as much funding for all the high-tech things. So if it's a new area for you, maybe you're in the military and you're sent to a station overseas or whatnot, just have those kinds of questions. And if your child doesn't feel comfortable going to the kids program, have them sit with you until they feel comfortable. That's what I encourage. I had great experiences in the church. Nobody ever tried to harm me in church services or Sunday school or anything like that. But I have heard some terrible stories of children in the Catholic faith being taken advantage of from some of the male leaders, and all kinds of terrible things we hear in the news, right? So we want to prevent that from happening. Dark and evil happens everywhere, but so does love and light. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today, and we'll see you next time.